Well, Father, thank you tonight for your word, for confidence to preach it, that I can yield to the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit may manifest in this house tonight. In the name of Jesus, any way, Holy Spirit, you want to function, I present myself as your instrument. Use my mind. Use my spirit. Use my voice. Any way you want to use it tonight, I thank you that we will not quench you or grieve you or resist you. You know more about the supernatural than anybody else. I thank you for hot oil. In this place tonight, I thank you for the precious beatitude, the fruit of the Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit, and the armor of the Spirit to protect us as we go into deeper territories of the enemy and take back what the enemy have stolen from us so many years. We praise you and we honor you tonight. And thank you for every man, every woman, every ministry under the sound of my voice. May it be a glorious moment in the body of Christ tonight. May we see things that we have not seen and hear things that we have not heard and understand things we have not understood and be able to do things we have never done before. We thank you for it. We're careful to give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. May be seated. Turn to our golden text in the book of Hebrews for a few moments. I want to read it because it established such a great aspect of what God is aiming to do here in this camp meeting and having engaging encounters of the flows of the Holy Ghost on purpose. Engaging in contours, plural, of the flows, plural, flows, plural, of the Holy Ghost on purpose. There are some things the Holy Ghost is not going to do unless you engage him. Many times he's waiting on you. There are three laws I think about here. The law of faith, then the law of the Spirit there in Romans 8:2. And then we bounced around Joshua 1:8. That's the law of good success. But you write those three laws down. The law of faith, the law of the Spirit, and the law of good success. In doing the work of the kingdom, we need to have spiritual action. Yes, sir. You know, you have the gifts of the Spirit, but also forget not there are fruit of the Spirit. Yes, sir. There's a certain communion you have to have, a certain conduct, a certain character you got to have. Even though there are revelation gifts, there's power gifts, and there are vocal gifts. They all function in the realm of the supernatural. Yeah. Yes, sir. But the church have not seen the signs and wonders and divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost as she should have seen it. Jesus said, the works I do shall you do also, and greater works than these shall you do. Yeah. But he's talking on a spiritual level. Yeah. You see, the Bible said the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus caused us to overcome the law of sin and death. Then Romans 8:2. But when you function in the laws of the Spirit, you function in another realm. And there's a power, there's a gifting, and there are manifestation and demonstration in the Spirit. There are no other way you're going to see them. The body of Christ, not just ministers, the body of Christ have to know how, we'll talk about it in a few moments, how to yield to the Holy Ghost. And if you learn how to yield to the Holy Ghost and not try to be so proper yourself and just wait on him And let him guide you through the scriptures with the word of God, which is powerful. It accomplished. Then you end up with not only a logo word, a red word, but you end up with a rhema word. That carries, a rhema word carries live manifestation. It begin to do things just like he said. The quicker they say it, the quicker they do it. So as we read here in our text in Hebrews chapter 2, I think this is an amazing verse. I'm just going to read the one verse here. Because I say it to you, it's between witness and will. There's some things. There's a witness from God. There's the will of God. And there's some, when the witness of God comes, it's the witness of the Holy Ghost. You remember, it's a spirit bear witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. But it don't only mean that it's bear witness that we're the children of God, but it bear witness of the capabilities and the abilities of the children of God, because they are born of his spirit, filled with his spirit, and can be led by his spirit. And there's an aspect of the Holy Ghost called the anointing. Now, you can make an announcement in the pulpit, but you got to have the anointing go with the announcement. The anointing is the divine ability of God to break the back of satanic power and move you beyond the realm of the flesh. And you go into the world of exploit, in the world where he who know his God will be strong and do exploit, do things that are not fair. See, when you go to operate in the spirit, it's not even fair to the devil. Because when Jesus operated, the devil said, man, this is not going to be a fair fight. He's going to whoop us every time. And he did. Jesus never failed. Because he never failed to function in the Holy Ghost. Sometimes we're not functioning in the Holy Ghost. We're just functioning in the Bible. We're reading the scriptures. But the scriptures say, search the scripture, for in them you think you have life, but they testify of me. You need the sword of the spirit as the word of God come alive with the Holy Ghost mixing it up. Can I get an amen here? I feel a lion in me. So then the fourth verse, I want to read three or four verses. I don't know what way this thing going to go tonight, but I know it gonna, a bell going to ring. Y'all know when the dinner bell ring in the spirit? That means come eat something you never had before. That means a new meal has been mixed up for you. So I'm excited because I just don't know. I don't know what way you're going to go tonight. Hallelujah. I know. So this is a powerful scripture here in Hebrews 2:4. God also bearing them witness. My God. Both, I told you, all of them was plural, with signs and wonders and with divers miracles. Are y'all with me? And then it says this, and gifts of the Holy Ghost. See, that's 1 Corinthians chapter 12. That's those nine manifestations. But then it says, according to his own will. I see in the spirit world, God has to keep track of what's going on. Yes, sir. The spirit world is such a dangerous, it's such a powerful world, but it's such a dangerous world if you get in the wrong hand. Yeah. Right. And there are familiar spirits. Yes, and they'll get in the mix, and you think you're operating from God. If you don't have some discernment, you'll be operating from him. And then the Bible talks about seducing spirit. Spirit that'll pull you off track if you don't watch yourself. So there are familiar spirits. So the Bible said, try the spirit by the spirit, because the Bible said the enemy can change himself into an angel of light. So you have to have the spirit of discernment when you want to function here, when you want to see the gift operate, you want to see God manifest signs and wonders. Somebody has to be present who know how to discern, is that God or is that Satan? A lot of people are afraid of going deeper in the spirit, because in the spirit you get lost. It's no longer your senses. It's no longer your intellect. It's no longer your intelligence. It's no longer your ABCs. It's no longer geometry. It's no longer history. You're in a whole new world when you're functioning in the spirit. I wish I had somebody in here praying. And you're functioning in the spirit, and then you begin to manifest and begin to demonstrate, listen to me, and begin to create scenarios and situations that will not come from a normal teaching. We've got too much normal teaching in the body of Christ. We got too much A, B, C, D, E, G, and all that, you know, D, F, G, and all that. Now, point number one, point number two. Now, something need to cut through and knock some of them points out, and the power come. We need to turn from points to power. Sure, it's good to have an outline. Sure, it's good to work with it, but when the Holy Ghost show up, the outline over. Hallelujah. Now, I tried to give you a definition of signs so you have some concept of what signs really are. When the Bible talks about signs, throughout the scriptures there are signs, but the signs are in another realm. All right. They're not like a sign, Darrow 5 miles from here. Yeah. Turn left. Yeah. No, it's not like that. It's sealed. It's sealed. The Holy Spirit has to open the seals of the Spirit. Yes, sir. There are seals on the gifts of the Spirit. Yes, sir. Are you following me? Yes, sir. And those seals have to be opened by only the Holy Ghost. Yes. You remember they had the book, nobody couldn't open it? Right. But the line of the tribe of Judah? Yes. He said he was here, he's able to open the seal. Yes. Well, the Bible is a sealed book. Yes. And the things of God are sealed until he can reveal them to somebody who's going to give him the glory for it. Somebody not going to start their own little thing, but going to yield to him and let him tell them what to do. Somebody recognize that they cannot preach without him. They cannot teach without him. They cannot lay hand on the sick without him. And nothing going to happen without him. We must learn how to yield to the Holy Ghost. Are you following me? Yes, sir. And then let's read this other verse. Well, let's stop right here. God also bearing them witness both with sign number one, wonders number two, divers miracle number three, and then he add on gifts of the Holy Ghost. See, the gifts of the Holy Ghost have to be involved to make the first three happen.
All right, all right.
You see, you have to have revelation gifts, you have to have power gifts, you have to have prophecy, divers kind of tongue and interpretation. Somebody moving in the spirit. These things, you just can't do them in the natural. That's why they're so seldom used in the church, because you got to go deeper in the spirit for them to manifest. You can't fake them, because you got to have something happen after you go into them. See, you can fake laying on hand, but when you get in a different aspect of the spirit and want to do miracles and wonders and exploit, something beyond the ordinary.
Yes, sir.
Something that beyond laws of time and space and matter. Yes, sir. Something that invokes God's divine acts. I'm almost through. Yes. Something that invokes God's divine act. See, invokes God's invoke or provoke God's divine act. See, if a man or woman pray enough, they provoke God. They get in the presence of God. God says, I want to use her.
Yeah,
because there's a fresh anointing on them. There's an intimacy. There's a connection upon them. God said, I got me somebody to use. I got me a vine. I got somebody connected to me that they'll do whatever I tell them to do at any given moment, because they're not a people pleaser. They're going to please me and the people are going to get blessed. They please me and the people get blessed. They don't mind letting a little saliva run down their mouth or their necktie not straight. You understand? They want to yield to the Holy Ghost, that there can be some presence of God in the building and not just us shouting. So we went over in Galatians. Go over there a minute. I'll be staggering through these scriptures the rest of this week, just staggering through them, hoping to get drunk. Just drinking them. Glory to God. I feel the Holy Ghost already. Hallelujah. I can't hear you.
Hallelujah.
I need to hear the balcony.
Hallelujah.
Glory. God, we're getting one accord here. In 15 minutes, we can do a lot of stuff. Yeah. Glory, glory to God. I mean, Makoneshaya. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Notice in there, Galatians chapter 3, verse 5. I feel my dad's spirit. Hallelujah. Galatians chapter 3, verse 5. He therefore that ministereth to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, here's a question, doeth he it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Yeah. See, it's by faith. Right. It's not by normal work, it's by faith. Now, thank you, Lord. You have to permit the Holy Spirit to open the seals of the supernatural. You'll never get them open. Just put this in your note, Revelation 5, 9, and 12, that when Jesus needed somebody to open the seal, open the divine secrets of the Spirit. Opening the divine secrets of the Spirit. Opening the divine secret of the Spirit. That's not just a sentence. Opening the divine secret of the Spirit. Now, if you notice here in Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6, Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6, I want you to notice something there for a few minutes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I don't like to depend on them in the back. You get a book beside Matthew, yeah, like you don't know where it's at. I got to get somebody back there who know the Bible. Take them an hour. I got to find it myself. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. I ought to say this four times. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, now this is what I want you to see, the last part. Yeah, if you're going to have manifestation of the Holy Ghost, look at the last part. Not by might. Not by self-effort, not by your senses, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. If it's going to happen, it got to happen that way. Then you turn into Proverb now. Proverb chapter 20, verse 27. The spirit of man is the camel of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. See, the spirit has to find out if you're clean enough to be you. You see, anytime you won't go in the rim of the spirit, there's a shakedown.
Yes, sir. All right.
If I'm going to let you use the gift, if you're going to use the gift, if you're going to have miracles, signs, and wonders, you're going to have to be searched. See, this thing happened in the realm of the spirit. It's not by might nor by power. It's not by your feeling. It's by knowing how to yield to the spirit and let God give you divine enlightenment.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Divine insight.
Yes, sir.
Know the secrets of the spirit.
Yes, sir.
Know the mysteries of the spirit.
Come on, yeah. Apostle.
See, the Holy Ghost reveal the mystery of that miracle you need. He'll give you the secret of activating that miracle in an abnormal way.
Yeah.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
You got to be ready to walk on the water.
Yes,
you can't be tipping your toes in there and talking about, see my toes stay up. No, you got to walk out when God pull you, see. You can't be physically testing the spirit.
Yeah, come on, Pastor.
You have to be in faith. You have to trust him. You have to go out there. You have to rely on him. Or you're not going to experience beyond yourself.
Yes.
Are you following me?
Yes.
Many miracles are missed because people want the whole scenario. He's never going to give it to you. No, he had to kill you if he give it to you. Because you're being caused something to happen without faith. His word said he's going to work by faith. And so you, in the working, pakosana, to go in the realm of the spirit for signs, wonders, miracles, and divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost, you're going to have to walk by faith. You will never know the whole story. Any miracle, any sign, any wonders, listen to me, ministers, that happen, there's an awkward move you're going to have to make. And in the move, you're going to be taking God for his word. If you don't get me across here, I'm going to drown. You can trust him. You can hang in midair with him. He'll hold you up. You see, we try to be too accurate. We try to stay too close to the shore. You got to get out in the water where you can't swim. You can't walk no more. You have to swim in the spirit. You have to trust the Holy Ghost. Anybody here trust the Holy Ghost? The Holy Ghost know where every miracle. He know where every sign. He know where every wonder. He know where every gift. He know where every fruit. He knows it. The Holy Ghost. He's a real being. He's a real person. Yeah, he's in here now. He will manifest. He will, he will reconstruct some things if somebody would yield to him. I'm almost through. You have to know how to yield to him. You have to trust him. Somebody said, trust the Holy Ghost. Trust the Holy Ghost to handle that what you're dealing with right now. Trust the Holy Ghost to do something out of the ordinary in your life right now. Trust the Holy Ghost to put you in another position right now. Trust the Holy Ghost to defeat your enemy right now. Trust the Holy Ghost to bring your promotion right now. Trust the Holy Ghost to work a miracle, a sign, and a wonder in your life right now. I trust the Holy Ghost. I trust the Holy Ghost. Don't be perturbed by what I'm about to say. Anybody can carry a flag and wave it. You can do that in the flesh. But we're talking about flowing in the spirit. We're talking about getting somewhere we can't go ourselves. We're talking about Romans 8:14. Sit down, get it. Romans 8:14. Romans 8:14. Your sonship is invalidated. Your sonship is invalidated unless you're led by the Spirit. He said that many is led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. You have to be led by the Spirit. You can't let the enemy bluff you that it's not going to happen. It's already have happened. Happened 2,000 years ago on a hill called Calvary. Somebody paid for it all. Jesus paid for every miracle. He paid for every sign. He paid for every wonder. It's already paid for. It's already mine. I activate my faith. It's already done. The cross is God's prescribed order of victory. It's paid for. That's why I said then Acts 4:33. Look what it says in Acts 4:33. That's why I said by great grace and great power. It's operating in two great things. I added on to it. Great faith. Great power and great grace. Jesus talked about, I've never seen so great a faith. You remember that? In the 8th chapter, great faith, great grace, and great power get mixed together. And explosions take place. And in the spirit world, and Satan get back in his right place under your feet. And you get back in your right place in dominion, calling things that be not as though they were. You see, you have to become fully persuaded that what God has promised, he's also able to perform. I say you have to become fully persuaded what God has promised, he's also able to perform. You have to call things that be not as though they were and jump up like they are. Stop jumping before you see anything. Stop jumping before you feel anything. Start praising God. Start praising God for his word. You praise him for his word, he'll manifest. But you don't have to wait till you see what you're looking for. Praise him for what you already got. I got the Spirit of God living on the inside of me. I got the faith of God on the inside of me. I got the kingdom of God on the inside of me. I got the word of God on the inside of me. I got the blood of God on the inside of me. I got the grace of God on the inside of me. I got the mercy of God on the inside of me. I'm going to praise him right now. God dug it, I'm going to praise him right now. I ain't going to wait for no sign. I ain't going to wait for no wonder. I'm going to praise him right now. That's the way you activate miracles. You pray them when you don't feel nothing. You pray them when you don't see nothing. You pray them when nothing hasn't changed. You pray them ahead of time. If you praise him, he'll show up. Every time you praise God, he manifests. They prayed him in jail at midnight. When they prayed him and Paul and Silas prayed him, an earthquake came and shook the jail loose. Somebody being shook loose tonight by the power of the Holy Ghost. We need to praise him ahead of time. Praise him because he's a good God. Praise him because you blessed our lives. Wow, praise him. Praise him. You believing him for something? Praise him. Praise him now. Here come your miracle. Here come your sign. Here come your wonder. Praise him. Oh my, you want me to tell you what I heard? I heard something in the spirit. I want to tell you something. Divine acts does not function in dry places. Dry, no praise, no worship, no prayer, no meditation. Divine acts does not happen in that type of atmosphere. You got to do something before God can do something for you. You got to show him how much you appreciate him. Lord, you've been good to me. I got a few battles I'm fighting, but that's all right, Lord. You've been good to me. I love you anyway. I know we're going to come out all right. I want to praise you right in the middle of this battle. I want to praise you right in the middle of this fire. I want to praise you right in the middle of this trouble I got, this circumstance, because I know you're going to take care of me. Designed by God to be a miracle worker. You are designed to work miracles, provoke miracles by trusting God at any given moment. Are you following me? Divine acts do not function in dry places. There have been no praise. Been no time. You ain't spent enough time with me. Yeah. Not asking for nothing. Yes, sir. You haven't spent enough time not asking for nothing. Yeah. You haven't loved on me enough. Yeah. You haven't come get what I can do for you. You've spent too much time for what I do for you. Yeah. I want you to spend some time just with me. Yeah. Yeah. You spend time with me, I'm going to start doing some things that you didn't even have the mind to ask for. Yeah. I just want you to love on me. I just want you to come and say thank you. Thank you. I praise you. I love you. I bless you. You're a good God. Don't ask me for nothing. Just tell me how good I am. Tell me how great I am. Just love on me. Just put your arm around me and tell me how much you love me and see what I'm going to do. You got it? You saw that? Yeah, you don't have to ask for it. And the reason you don't have to ask for it, you ready? Huh? It's always on the way. See, whatever you need, whatever, see, Shamna, my daughter, my only daughter, can't get in the jam. Whatever she need is on the way. She don't have to make no more than one call. She don't have to make three or four calls. She make one call, daddy, baby, what? What? So if I'm like that, yes, Don't you know you daddy, baby? Shout like you daddy, baby. You the apple of his eye. 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 Anything you want, anything you need, he gonna make sure you get it. Just tell him how much, I dare you, I dare you. I dare you to keep telling him how much you love him and how much you appreciate it. Don't ask him for nothing. Just dance around. Say, God, I won't dance with you. God, I won't shout around you a few minutes. Father, I ain't come to get nothing. I just come to tell you how great you are and how good you've been to me. And I want to tell you how much I, wow, how much I love you. Sit down a moment. Sit down a moment. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Engaging in encounters of the flows of the Holy Ghost on purpose. Turn with me to Romans chapter 9. Romans chapter 9. For a minute. I'm almost through. Been a half hour? Y'all in a hurry? Well, y'all need to catch a restaurant. Y'all is kind of hungry. Y'all been fasting, right? In Romans 9:1, I say the truth in Christ. I lie not. My conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost. My. Listen to the statement I'm about to make. The Spirit of God, in reading that verse and preparing, consciousness of the Holy Ghost power and partnership. If you're going to flow in divine engagement, you're going to have consciousness of the Holy Ghost power and his partnership. The only way to have the consciousness of the Holy Ghost power and partnership is going to have to be revealed to you from the Word. Yes, yes. So you have to spend time in the Word, and the Holy Spirit will talk to you through the Word. And then look at John 16:13. I'm going to try to rush a little bit here now. John 16:13. Oh, my goodness. I got a Baptist friend gone home to be with the Lord. He was a good friend of mine. And him and I used to preach as Baptist preacher. And he would be sitting in the back of me. I'd be preaching. And the Holy Ghost come, you know, we hooping and hollering went then, you know. And I got my hoop on and the thing stirred up in the church. And I hear him in the back, Tom, take her in, the train loaded. Take her in, Tom, take her in. I can hear him now, take her in, the train loaded. Man told me one time, man, you some kind of preacher. I said, man, I be trying to get where you keep stopping at. See, you stop and start teaching again. Man, that was the time to go. He said, you done stop 8 or 9 times.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm not trying to really get nowhere.
Yeah.
I'm already there.
Yeah. Come on, Apostle.
I'm not trying to prove nothing. Right. I just want to get out, you understand, what God want me to get out.
Yeah.
God sent certain people here for a certain reason.
Right.
They need to hear a certain word.
Yeah.
That's all I want to accomplish. I want the people leaving here blessed with divine instruction, but with an impartation. You see, now I'm not just giving information here. There's an impartation going on. And you, after this week, you're going to be stronger than you are in the spirit. You understand me? In the spirit. Now, in John 16:13, you know that's one of the greatest scriptures, the Lord getting the church ready to understand how things work. He said in the 12th verse, and that's another thing, I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. You see, you got to grow in the spirit to be the, somebody say hallelujah, y'all look so. You see, then the 13th verse, how be it when he, the spirit of truth, is come. And you know he has come. He will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. You see that? You see that? The communion of the Holy Ghost is the secret of signs, wonders, divers miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost. The communion with the Holy Ghost. You know, Paul talks about in one of his epistles, he talks about the love of God and the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the communion of the Holy Ghost. Then in another time, after Paul stopped being a renegade and was converted and began to be a blessing to the church, they said the church had rest. And they had rest, and they're walking in the fear of the Lord, but they say they walked in the comfort of the Holy Ghost. My, when the Spirit of God go to work and it bring comfort. I mean no demon, no enemy, nothing blocking you, nothing trying to stop you, can't hold you down. You walk in the comfort of the Holy Ghost. When you're walking in the comfort of the Holy Ghost, John, you're walking with a covering on. You're covered with blood. You're covered with grace. And even though you're going through something physically, but in the spirit you know that you're the winner. You're shouting in the midst of a battle. Somebody wondering what you're shouting about, but you know how it's going to come out. Thanks be to God that give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not trying to get the victory. I already got the victory. I'm working from victory. I'm not trying to work to victory. I'm not trying to make something happen. I'm trying to work in something that already has happened. He spoiled principality and power and made a show of them openly for me. Then if you notice then Luke chapter 1 for a few minutes. Hallelujah. I'm going to hit a gushy boy and close. Luke chapter 1. I'm going to do what Dr. Land hollering from heaven. He hollering, man, you've been following my ministry ever since he died. He hollering from heaven right now. Tom. Go ahead, Tom. Preach, Tom. Luke chapter 1, I love the man. Luke chapter 1, I went and extended his life for a few years. The Lord told me, I said, Land dying, go see about it. Yeah. I've never been to his house. Yeah. It's just like when we go off on our RV. We're not all up on each other's RVs. Poking it in, you know, we stay in our own RV. So I never had been to his house, but the Lord told me to go. I went there, he was in the bed. I said, now, Land, what's going on? He said, well, man, I'm fighting this thing. I said, well, you ain't dying now. I said, I'm not going to let you die right now. I said, God's going to give you an extension. And he came alive. Lived quite a few years after that, you know, and then he went home to be with the Lord, but he loved the Lord. Yeah, in Luke 1:37. I wish somebody would help me in here. Look at what that 37th voice said. Look at what the voice said. Just look at the voice. You don't need no second emotion here now. With that voice, look at the, for with God, very short voice. But describe the whole Bible. For with God. Who believed that? Oh, no. Now, I use this word hell. Some people think I'm cussing, but I'm not cussing. Why in the hell are you worried about what you're dealing with if you believe that? Why you believe you're not going to come out of this? Why you believe you're not going to have this? His name should be Emmanuel, which means God with us. If God with us and we with God, tell three people, nothing impossible to me. Tell three people quickly, nothing impossible for me. Nothing impossible to me. But look at this healing now. I want you to look at this healing. 1:37. Good God Almighty. Luke 1:37. I feel the Holy Ghost. We're on the runway. Oh boy, I've been here many times. I feel a tremble. I've been here many times. I'm gonna try to read a little bit, but we're on the runway. I feel the Holy Ghost. We're gonna do a quick work tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I can't hear you. Hallelujah. Something about to happen up in here. I'm about to get something I never got before up in here. God about to turn my life around. I'm about to move into a place. I'm about to move into a special place I've never been before. I'm about to cop an anointing that I never copped before. Something about to happen in me right up in here. Change my life. Change my family. Change my ministry. Everything about to change. Now, this is not a miracle voice. This is not a sign and wonder voice. What voice can we go to? Oh, our God. He's such a big God. Oh, my God. He's such a mighty God. He's such a great God. And when I call his name, I get excited. He's been so good to me. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. I've been in some situation that looked like I wasn't going to get out. I had some time that the enemy was trying to fry eggs on my head. But the Lord came, put the fire out, and told the enemy, that's my son. He belonged to me. Take your stanky hand off him. Because when you mess with him, you're messing with me. Hallelujah. You ever been there? You ever been in a position, looked like you wasn't going to make it? Some of us here tonight don't know how we got here. We don't know why God been so good to us. But he been good to us. God been good to me. Say, my God is a good God. And he can do anything I need done in my life. I'm not going to worry about it. I'm going to cast all my cares on him. For he cares for me. I heard him say the other day, he leadeth me into green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still water. Yeah, don't. I walk through the valley in the shadow of death, but I walk boldly because I fear no evil, because the Lord is with me. Anything I got to deal with, I don't have to deal with it by myself. I got help you can't see. I got the greater one on the inside of me. A miracle's about to happen in my life. Something supernatural about to happen in my life. Yay! Something supernatural about to happen in my life. The glory of God is on me. I said the glory of God on me. I got the glory of God on me. I got the glory of God on me. I got the glory of God. I got to close, boy. Somebody help me close. Y'all got to close. Do this. Wave your hand. Something happening in here. Wave your hand. Something. Woo! Yeah, that's your. Hey! Glory of God. Wave your hand. Something happening in here. The glory of God in this house. The glory. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, come on, somebody help me pray it. Glory, glory, glory. Go ahead, God, dance it out. Go. That thing, boy. Well, hey, work with it, young man. Work with it. Work with it. It's your time. Work with it. It's your time. Let it go. I better close, boy. We're getting marching. I better close. We'll do more tomorrow night. I better close. I better get out. I better close. Hey! I better close. I better close, yeah. I better close. Hey! Can you dance? Woo! Can you praise it? Woo! Do you, can you really? Woo! Can you praise it? Can you praise it? Praise him like you're out your mind. Praise him like you done something for you. Praise the Lord up in you. Take over, man. God, me.